This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. A quiet quarterly grain stocks and acreage report surprised analysts. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
There was a little bit of buzz heading into the quarterly grain stocks and acreage reports today, with many analysts predicting a slight increase to corn acres in particular. However, the reports did not deliver on that, and the market prices were mostly unbothered. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride has more on the stocks.
4.644 billion bushels for corn. That was 3 million bushels higher than the average guess. So very much in line with exactly what the analysts were looking for. Soybeans came in at 1,008,000. So 1.008. That was 28 million bushels above the average guess. So a little bit on the bear side there.
McBride said the surprise in the acreage report was that there were no major surprises.
95.203 million acres on corn. That was down 123,000 acres from the estimate given by the USDA in March. But that was also, they were looking for a slight increase. So to be sitting at 95.2, that's down. That is that little bit of a surprise. But then again, we also had the same situation in the beans. We had beans in March at 83.495, and they came in this month at 83.380. So another slight decline on acreage. So that's going to be a situation where we're looking at maybe 5 to 10 million bushels in production lower on beans, 22 to 25 million bushels lower on corn.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.